You are listening to the Crest Top Chronicles, coming to you from the shadow of Big Toe Butte, where the cold coyote cries and the lonesome cowboy sings.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Shut your mouth.
Tonight's very special Day of the Dead episode, War of the Squirrels.
It's 7 p.m. on KCRT, Crest Up Community Radio. I'm Don Murphy, filling in for Pastor Alan Bates, who leaned a little too far to the right this morning and drove into a tree.
And I'm Myra Plato. My show, Creation Science Friday, will be heard next week because Don here believes that we all somehow magically evolved from monkeys.
Yeah, I also believe in dinosaurs and global warming.
Heathen! We were going to debate the issue, but Don insists on rebutting my every point with his whoopee cushion.
Hard to argue with that logic.
So, to prevent me from smiting him, we're just going to go to the satellite feed instead. Let's listen in on Arizona Public Radio's popular show, Cow Talk, already in progress.
Well, howdy, cowhands. This is Zeke and Zach, the Clampett brothers, and you're listening to Cow Talk.
Now, our next caller is Maisie McAllister from the Double Bar Nun. Hello, Maisie.
Zeke Clampett, you can kiss my lily white chaps. Both of you lunkheads couldn't diagnose a bovine disorder if the cow come with an instruction manual up its rear.
Sorry to interrupt this fine broadcast, but we have an unusual newsflash coming over the wire now. Observers from the Volunteer Wildlife Safety Commission have noticed squirrels acting strangely in the area around Cortez Lakes.
Citizens in that area are encouraged to use caution around any squirrels they might find, especially those carrying automatic weapons. They assure everyone this is just a precaution, but when in doubt, of course, call 911 and request immediate help from law enforcement officials.
Squirrels?
Now, back to Cow Talk, already in progress.
Now, I'm afraid that's physically impossible, Maisie.
I'd be uncomfortable even attempting it.
Now, it just takes momentum from behind, and I'd be willing to lend a boot either of you two should the chance arise. In fact, I just might come down there tonight and give you two.
Interrupting again, we have another warning about squirrels in the far eastern part of Crustapie County.
Cortez Lakes teenager Juanita Jones is on the line.
So these squirrels, they're out of control, Jace. My friend Bonita said they knocked this old lady off of her walker and maybe are dealing drugs over at the library.
Now wait, we're talking about squirrels, right? Cute, fluffy tails, eat nuts, chatter, and climb trees. They're typically not dangerous, are they?
Perhaps they're evolving, Don. Perhaps it's the effects of global warming.
Hello? Aren't you still there? Listen, the squirrels, they like chewed on the phone pole over there and he fell down. So anybody who's got the telephone who can hear me should call the sheriff's department and the town police department and probably the National Guard Armory and to tell them to get out to Cortez Lake like pronto right now.
Thank you, Juanita. And let's all hope our listeners get the word out that we need our law enforcement people over at the extreme eastern end of the county as soon as possible.
Boy, all this excitement has really got my pulse up. Let's calm things down a bit with a commercial. Here's a message from the Arizona Shakespeare Society.
Here, the Arizona Shakespeare Society presents its most ambitious production yet, Hamlet on the Hindenburg.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, God.
I could be bound in a nutshell and still count myself king of infinite space.
Save the children!
Hamlet, the most universal of tragedies on a flaming Zeppelin! All the action on a single set, and what a finish!
of the humanity!
Oh, the humanity indeed. Please consider becoming a sponsor of this most glorious public artwork, the Arizona Shakespeare Society's Hamlet on the Hindenburg.
Okay. We have some more news about the strange squirrel-related violence happening around Cortez Lakes. Things are apparently much worse than we had previously heard. Let's go to Myra Plato, who's now live on the scene in the KCRT Newsmobile.
Oh,
my God. What's going on?
Damn you, Don. This is a scooter.
Hey, just be grateful there was money left over in the budget for a helmet.
I'm completely surrounded, Don. There are waves of squirrels armed with tiny pitchforks and torches heading towards the community center. I'm going to try to stop one of these RVs filled with terrified tourists who are streaming out of town. Excuse me, I'm from...
Is that a squirrel or a reporter there, Marcia?
Oh, I left my glasses next to the microwave, Hank. Oh, just run her over. She looks a little furry from here.
Hey, wait! I just want to ask you if you...
Myra? Are you okay, Myra? We seem to have lost the,
This is Myra Plato, speaking to you from the wreckage of the KCRT news scooter. I'm shaken, but thank you, Jesus, uninjured. I can't see any squirrels now, but hey, what's that sound?
You know, it's funny, but from here in the studio, it sounds like thousands of tiny, bloodthirsty rodents moving through the underbrush.
My God, you're right! They're everywhere! Thousands of them! Help me, Don! Help me!
Where are the police? Listen, everyone listening to the sound of my voice, only you can save Myra now. Call DPS, the National Guard, Animal Control, Ghostbusters, anybody! Tell them Cortez Lakes is under invasion. Hang tight, Myra. I'm coming to help.
Save me from the squirrels.
Could this be the end of our intrepid Christian reporter? What is causing the mysterious revolt of the squirrels? Why is Don such a jackass? Stay tuned for part two of The War of the Squirrels.
Hello, world. This is Prescott, Arizona.